Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about last night's big win over the Timberwolves and a trip to the NBA Finals is Mavericks superstar Luka Doncic. Good morning, Luka.
Oh, boy. Luka Magic, Georgie.
Yeah, that's what it
Luka
was last night.
Luka Magic.
Man.
Over 30 points, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, 36.
36 points. How many games did we beat them in?
Five.
Like five?
Yeah.
Jeez, why were they even there, man? How the West was won, Georgie.
Yeah, that's really
how the West was won.
Congrats.
We're still having a problem getting past your Texas accent. It's just very unexpected.
Man, Texan through and through. Texan through. Born and bred, Junior.
I don't know about that.
You got here as quickly as you could, I guess.
Got here as quickly as I could. Hey, look, we've gotten this far into playoffs because of me. I'm a superstar, brother.
Oh, come on now.
Me and my buddy Kyrie.
Yeah.
My dinosaur denying BFF. My favorite flat earther point guard. My vaccine hesitant lizard people spotter. Man, Kyrie's great, man.
Yeah, y'all seem to get along really well.
Get along well. We put this team on our back, man. There's a lot of work. I mean, complaining to the refs and telling fans to F off. That's a lot of work. Takes a lot out of you. And Kyrie there with me every step of the way, brother.
Yeah.
We certainly did this all in spite of Jason Kidd.
Well, oh, come on. Don't say that about your coach.
Hey, who gave that guy fake glasses and told him he could be a coach?
How do you know they're fake?
Yeah, they are. I mean, he's a nice guy, don't get me wrong, but dumber than a box of hammers left in the sun. Man, he is. You ever try to talk to him?
Yeah, we've had him on the show.
Dude, his brain rattles around like a baby in a boxcar. It's painful to listen to him. Let me tell you, if Jason had an idea, it would die of loneliness. And I don't mean anything negative by that.
No, no, not at all. Not at all.
Let me ask you something else.
Huh.
Why is Tim Hardaway on this team?
Well, he's your teammate.
Right. Yeah, come on. Don't talk about your teammate.
888-787-1310. Isn't that right, Ryan?
He's had some moments this year, Tim Hardaway Jr.
He had like one good night last series, and that was it.
Well, early in the season, he had some big games for you.
Most nights, he couldn't throw himself on the ground and actually hit it. I really wish we had lost this round, to be quite honest with you.
Really?
Why would you say that?
Yes, I'd get out there on my ranch, man. I'm so behind on my chores.
Oh, there's plenty of time for that.
I need to get on my Kubota and mow the North 40. That Johnson grass is growing up around my ranch house, Georgie.
Yeah, I know. We've had a lot of rain.
And I got coyotes done torn the skirting off my double wide, and they're all denned up under there, whelping their pups.
Uh-oh.
God, man, I'm glad to be getting back to Dallas-Fort Worth, man. I hate that Minnesota.
Do you?
Oh, man, they're fans. I hate their fans. I hate the weather up there. I mean, 70 degrees is too cold for me now. For a Texan like me, that's just cold.
You want it good and hot.
Oh, yeah, good and hot. Man, this morning, it was so cold, I saw a politician with his hands in his own pockets.
That's cold.
I like it out on my ranch, you know, sitting on that porch where it's hotter than Satan's house cat. Out there, you're scorching, burning.
Well, you got a lot of them.
Snoop Dogg, Georgie.
Yeah, he was there. Were you
Snoop
talking
Dogg.
To him?
Yeah, I was talking to him. Why is he cheering for Anthony Edwards? He should be cheering for me, man.
Well, maybe he will now that you're going to the NBA Finals.
Probably. You know, he's kind of a fair-weather fan. He just wants to be seen out there. So he'll probably go and be cheering me on. But he was cheering for Anthony Edwards, and that really deals my pickle. But, yeah, now on to Boston.
Yeah.
Now we got to go battle that Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice guy, kind of weird looking, but nice guy.
Yeah.
Dude, my mama took one look at him, said he'd scare a buzzard off a gut pile. But, you know, I mean, I ain't the prettiest in the mirror neither, so
yeah, man.
What are you
going to
do? Hey, let me ask you something.
What?
What has Boston ever done?
Well, I mean, they've won more titles than anybody.
Yeah, 17
like
titles.
Least important city in America. What are they even famous for? Like Marky Mark?
Well, yeah, he's a famous guy.
Ben Affleck, having tea parties all the time. Nobody cares, man. Hey, I got to get out of here. I got to go pick up my vintage Camaro, Georgie.
Oh, yeah. That thing's pretty sweet.
Got some lesbians painted on the hood now, Georgie.
No.
Classy airbrushing.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. It's ready, man. They told me it's ready. Perfect. Get back from the trip. Go pick up my vintage Camaro. Got to pick me up some fat country girls at two-stepping tonight. I love them. I like them big. Like my women big. I like them when you got to roll them around in flour to find a wet spot.
Okay, that's Luca.
That's enough.
All right, music.
All right, we'll see you.
Oh, still am.
Luca. Yeah, still fired up.